He was a nice chap, Mr. Kerr. He was very late. We used to get there sometime before him, but one morning we got there, and I think probably one of the masters and one of the teachers from the other, rest of the school sort of let us in and told us to behave ourselves and get on with whatever we were doing, you see. And time went on and went on, and Mr. Cash still didn't turn up, and we were getting a bit fed up. Let's put the clock on, you see. So in turn, I think several of us, Raymond, went along. And
everybody put it on a little bit, didn't they?
Moved it about 5 minutes, and then somebody else went along and gave it another 5 minute tweak, you see. And I don't know exactly, but I think when poor Mr. Cash did turn up, it'd been pouring with rain, actually, and he'd got his sparking plug wet or something. And so he'd had to walk a long way pushing this thing till he got to a garage, and they dried it off and got it going for him. And by the time we'd been playing around with the clock a few times, when he did turn up, that was 10 minutes and 12, about time to go home. And he looked a bit surprised, he was a bit taken aback. But we didn't go. It was only about 11 o'clock, I believe. He was late, but done about 11, or perhaps even before. But right, boys, he said, you better pack up and go back. Of course, we would go back to the home. I think we did used to lunchtime, or maybe not. At any rate, go back, you see, finish. And he only just got there, and I think he almost got on his bike, turned around and went off home again. But
not that we did. Go home.
No, we didn't know what to do with all this spare time we got. Which just seems a bit daft, doesn't it? But we couldn't think of what to do. We had to hide. We didn't want anybody to see us. Every time somebody we knew came by, we'd go and hide behind the hedge or something. So, at any rate. And, of course, there was trouble when that was, obviously, that was going to be found out. You know, and we all got hauled over the coals the next morning and felt very sorry for ourselves for a couple of days. Well, perhaps not as long as that.